All right, good morning, Chem 38 class. It is Tuesday morning, November 17th, 8 a.m., and we are doing proton transfer today. So let me go ahead and start a screen share for us. And we'll share with the iPad, and I'll show you what it is that we're doing. Okay, this is activity 21. It's called proton transfer. And proton transfer is about acids and bases. It is a discovery lab in learning about what makes an acid, what makes a base, and using several different types of chemical indicators to probe whether or not something is an acid or a base. And so it's all about acids and bases. And I'm going to leave the activity in here. We're going to go through and talk about acids and bases for a minute because we're going to use this as an introduction to acids and bases. So I'm going to try to add a page and throw a page in before the lab, and then we'll get in and we'll do data for the lab itself. We might need to add a couple of pages at the beginning of this as we start. We'll see how we do. All right, first off, what is an acid and what is a base? Why do we call this lab proton transfer? So an acid, there's several different definitions. There's actually three different definitions of what an acid is and three definitions of what a base is. And they start off with very simplistic definitions, and then they move to more complicated definitions, more encompassing definitions. And our idea of what an acid and base was evolved essentially from taste, from the way that compounds tasted. We described in very simplistic terms an acid as something that tasted sour, and a base as something that tasted bitter. However, we never taste anything in the lab, and we can't go around tasting all the chemicals because all the chemicals, many of the chemicals are toxic, carcinogens, and all these different things. And so food materials, you can still use that. And when you taste something that tastes very sour, a sour apple, sour grapes, sour, any of those types of tastes are acidic foods, foods which contain acid in them. When you taste something that's bitter, that bitter food, and there's not very many things, if you think about it, our palates are more attuned to sour things. We tend to like sour things, but bitter things don't taste very good. Shake your head when you bite into something bitter. Bitter things, if you like put a little bit of baking soda on your tongue, it will taste very bitter. Bitter is a base. Like I said, we're attuned to enjoy things which are sour more than bitter. So this is an original or very old definition, and not very encompassing because it doesn't relate anything to structure. So sort of old definition. Then we've got a definition that we call the Arrhenius definition. And the Arrhenius definition was a definition that that looked at how things reacted when they reacted with water. And you know what? I want to look and see. I think I've got how to spell his name here real quick. Make sure that I do it right. So I can never spell Arrhenius, and it doesn't look like it's in the definition. There it is, A-R-R-H-E-N. So we have the Arrhenius definition of an acid and of a base. So in the Arrhenius definition, it's a substance that produces hydronium when it is placed into water. So an acid is a substance that when placed in water produces hydrogen ions. And in next to that, we're going to say hydronium. So let's talk about hydrogen ions and hydronium. A hydrogen ion is an H plus. It's often just times called a proton. And why is it called a proton? Make a little or here, or proton. The reason is because it has one proton, it has zero neutrons, and it has no electrons. So with zero neutrons, zero electrons, and only one proton, we just simply call it a proton because that's what it is. So a hydrogen ion is nothing more than a proton, and that's why we call it thus. However, that proton is usually associated with a water molecule. That protons don't like to exist on their own. And so what happens is it winds up binding to the water molecule, and the water molecule then has three hydrogens attached to it. And the water molecule takes on a positive charge. And so this would be the Lewis structure for that positively charged ion. And we call that hydronium. And we write its formula. So this is hydronium. It's a polyatomic ion. And we use the two terms hydrogen ion and hydronium interchangeably for the most part when we're dealing with aqueous chemistry. We almost use them interchangeably. So anytime we say hydrogen ion, you can also think of it as hydronium. And the way that we would write this is we write it H3O with a positive charge in the upper right-hand side. So that's the condensed sort of formula, H3O plus. All right, so an acid is a substance that when placed into water produces hydrogen ions or produces hydronium, and that becomes an acidic solution. A base is something that when placed in water produces hydroxide ions. Okay, so hydroxide ions are OH minus is the way that we write that. Sometimes you'll see people write it HO minus. I tend to do it this way. The reason for doing it one way or the other, I have some definite ways, reasons that I like to do those things. Let me add another page. That when we talk about acids, the way that we typically write an acid, particularly in Chem 30A, is that an acid formula is written with the acidic proton on the left-hand side, and then the conjugate written on the right-hand side. So some examples of acids might be HCl or H2SO4 or H3PO4 or H2O. And in each of these cases, when we write the acid, the proton is written on the left-hand side and is meant to be acidic. And there may be more than one acidic proton. And so we write those protons on the right-hand side. One more acid that I want to include for you, HC2H3O2. Now, the hydrogens here are separated. This is acetic acid. The protons have been separated. There is one that is on the left-hand side and then three that are in the middle. It is only the one that is on the left-hand side that is acidic. The other three are not. And so the acidic proton is always written on the left of the molecule. When it loses its proton, when it dissociates, the way that it dissociates is that it dissociates to put H plus, plus Cl minus, this one, 2H plus, plus SO4 2 minus, this one, 3H plus, plus phosphate, PO4 3 minus. And finally, with water, we get H plus, plus OH minus. And there you can see why I've chosen to write OH minus the way that I have, is because we lose the one acidic proton, leaving the oxygen in the middle and the non-acidic proton on the right-hand side, and then followed by the anionic charge. And that's why we write it that way. Why do people then choose to write it the other way? Well, they choose to write it the other way because of a structural reason. So if we look at hydroxide, hydroxide has three lone pairs and a hydrogen on it. And I don't know that Krista has talked about formal charge, but the negative charge formally resides on the oxygen as opposed to the hydrogen. So when we look at where the negative charge actually resides, the negative charge comes from the oxygen having one extra electron. And so formally that negative charge resides on the oxygen itself. So many people will choose to write this and say this is OH in the front and then the negative charge, trying to associate the negative charge with the oxygen itself. That's why they're written both ways. And so the way that I prefer is I prefer to write it this way, OH minus, because it's consistent with the way that we deal with other acids and the way that we deal with the part of the acid that we call its conjugate base. It's consistent in the way that we deal with all other acids. So that's why I tend to write it that way. So that's my preferred OH minus. And a base is a substance that when placed into water produces hydroxide ions. So if we can measure whether or not we're producing hydronium, or we can measure whether we're producing hydroxide, then we can tell whether or not we have an acid or a base. Now there's one other acid and base definition, which is a little bit easier to work with, and it's called the Bronsted-Lowry definition. So I want to show you that definition as well real quick. So let me go to another page here. We're just gonna have to keep making new pages, which is fine. And this is our last definition. So this is a newer, more common, it's not the newest definition, it's not the most encompassing definition, but this is a good definition. I know, I saw that. Maggie, are you having trouble hearing me, or is it lagging? Maybe you can tell me what the connection is doing. Maybe what I can do is sometimes I can stop the share. Let me check the network.